This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This month, Georgia became the latest state to sign a heartbeat law into action, severely limiting access to abortion across the entire state. Find out more after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. On Tuesday, May 7th, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law legislation that outlaws abortion if the doctor can detect a heartbeat in the womb. Heartbeats can be detected as early as 6 weeks. Existing Georgia laws do, however, provide avenues for later abortions if it turns out the mother's life is at risk, or in cases of rape or incest if a police report has been filed. In the last 2 months, three other states, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio, have signed similar legislation into law. Iowa passed a heartbeat bill of its own last year. In addition, Alabama's state legislature is currently debating a bill that would ban all abortions except in cases where the mother's life is threatened. However, these bills have often been highly controversial and challenged in court. The Georgia branch of the ACLU has already committed to fight the new Georgia heartbeat legislation. Jentison Franklin praised Kemp and the Georgia legislature for this bill, telling Reuters, "Today is a day of rejoicing, a day to celebrate another victory in the fight for life. Governor Brian Kemp, we thank you and stand with you as you speak up for those that cannot speak for themselves. We pray that other states would follow suit, spurred on by the encouragement and momentum this new law brings. Continue to pray for an end to the death of the unborn." And to hear more stories like this, you can listen to The Strang Report. You can hear that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.